Ella Goldsmith is one of the last Indiana third graders who will have to worry about failing standardized tests. She goes to an Indianapolis magnet school with the state's highest test scores. She's done plenty of practice questions, but she's still a little nervous.
If it's easy, then I'll pass it, but I'm still worried because, you know, I might not pass it, but I don't know.
You don't know whether you'll pass the test or not?
I think I will, but I don't know.
It's more than just Ella's third grade graduation on the line. Her test score and the scores of her classmates will help determine her school's letter grade from the state. That's led some parents to worry the state focuses too much on test results. That criticism isn't new, but one method some parents plan to use to voice that criticism is new. Over plates of corn chips and veggie dip in an art gallery in Northwest Indianapolis, about 50 parents and educators have gathered to discuss that method. It's called opting out.
At this point, I am going to opt my children out of testing.
Mary Yearling has three children, two of them in Indianapolis public schools. And by opt out, she means not letting them take the state's I-STEP test this spring.
It makes no logical sense. It wastes my child's education time. It wastes the teacher's time. It wastes the school's time tracking and preparing for this. I'm mad.
Opt-out organizers have spread the idea through a few small groups on Facebook. Their pitch is this. They say it only takes 5 or 6% of students opting out to make the rest of the exam data statistically worthless to the state. If parents are frustrated, they say this is a way they can make an impact. Indianapolis parent Matthew Brooks runs Indiana's opt-out Facebook group.
You know, opt-out isn't a solution. It's not an end. It is simply a tool. It's a catalyst. It's a way for parents to get their voice back or to realize that they have a voice.
Brooks says parents have a right to opt their children out of testing. Indiana Department of Education officials disagree. They say the law is clear. State testing is mandatory. And they say the next round of state letter grades will be calculated using figures other than just test scores. In any case, the greatest challenge for opt-out organizers may be winning at their own numbers game. To meet opt-out's 5% goals, more than 56,000 Indiana students would need to skip state tests. Less than 100 have joined Indiana's Facebook group. That means opt-out still has a lot of skeptical parents to convince. Parents like Amy Goldsmith.
It's going to reflect poorly on school and the school district.
Goldsmith doesn't agree with every way that testing is used or with every recent change to state education policy. But she says testing is valuable and worries opting out could just end up hurting her children's schools.
Knowing that my kids are kids who are going to pass and do well, I'm afraid, you know, if I don't let them take the test, then that's going to hurt my school by reducing the number of passing and participating students that they have.
That means her daughter, Ella Goldsmith, will be taking state tests in 2 months. After all, it is appropriate training for her already chosen future profession.
I want to be a teacher.
No kidding. She's already playing school with her sisters. She's got a whiteboard and everything.
Do your sisters think it's fun?
Sometimes they just don't want to play because I like it too much and I try to play every day. But then sometimes they just run off and don't do it.
In other words, Ella may not be opting out this spring, but she already deals with students opting out nearly every day. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.